what the world was like. We today, as we look around, we as well know what the world is like. Well, the world needs today what it needed then, and that's love. If you have your Bibles and would like to turn with us today, turn with us to Paul's letter to the church at Corinth, 2 Corinthians chapter number 2. Lord willing, today for the next few moments, friends, we're going to look at verses 1 through verse 4 of Paul's letter to the church at Corinth, 2 Corinthians chapter number 2. But I determined this with myself, that I would not come again unto you in heaviness. For if I make you sorry, who is he that maketh me glad, but the same which is made sorry by me? And I wrote this same unto you, least when I come, I should have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all, that my joy is the joy of you all. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. Oh, dear friends, when the Lord laid this message upon our heart, he began to remind me how that the Apostle Paul, in writing from Philippi, began to convey to this church whom that he loved and cared about. He began to convey to them the anguish of his heart. You say, Brother Lynn, what was Paul stating here? Paul was stating this fact that he had a deep concern for the Corinthian church. For you see, dear friends, in the midst of the anguish and pain that Paul was suffering, we find here that the man of God was facing much in way of ridicule. He was facing much in way of opposition. And as I began to focus upon that, I began to think about all of us. Well, you see, dear friends, when you and I are going through much in the way that Paul was, the love that we have for those around us seems to wane. And if we feel bad, or if we're sick and afflicted, it seems as though we have little love for anything but self. When I began to focus upon this, the Lord began to remind me that when this letter was written to the Corinthian believers, Paul was going through much in way of anguish and pain, physically and spiritually. For you see, dear friends, it seemed as though everything was closing in on the Apostle Paul. Have you ever been in a position in your life when it seemed as though all things are closing in upon you? You can take one step forward and slide back three. I can tell you, friends, that's the place that Paul was finding himself in. It seemed as though at this time in his ministry, and he could not get ahead, but there was something that moved him. There was something that stirred him. There was something that compelled him to do and be obedient to the will of God. You might say, Brother Lynn, what was that? It's what the world needs today, and it's love. It's love, and it's love. Well, you see, dear friends, if anyone had an opportunity to lash out, it was Paul. You say, why? Judaizers had came in. It was this desiring to destroy his ministry. Paul's apostleship was in question. The weariness of his health was taking its toll. It seemed as though everything around him was falling apart. Have you ever been in that time in your life when it seemed as though all things were falling apart? Sure you have. You say, Brother Lynn, how did I rise up? The same way that we all have risen up. It's been through and by the love of God that indwells us and compels us and enables us to rise above the anguish, the pain, and the dark circumstances that seems to surround us time and time again in our lives. I'm thankful today for the love of God and the love that God has for you and this world. The Bible says in John 3 and 16, for God so loved the world. God loves the world and the inhabitants of this world. And I can tell you today, the world can see the love of God when it's manifested in you and me. Paul, here in his letter to the Corinthian church, was expounding to them the desire that he had. Well, you see, Paul was wrestling on whether to go back to Corinth or delay his next visit to Corinth. Paul was wrangling with Lot in his life. Do you have a lot going on today? Is the decisions that you're trying to make being very heavy upon your heart? Have you had situations in your life when you feel that you're pulled in this direction, in that direction? You see, friends, that's where Paul was. He was being criticized. He was being ridiculed. He was pulling in here. He was being pulled there. The anguish and pain of his health was great. It seemed as though everything was coming unraveled. But I want you to understand something. There was something in his life that remained intact. And there is something in a believer's life that remains intact. And I tell you today, on the authority of God's word, it is the love of God that's steadfast. There may be a lot of things you can't count on in this whole life, but you can count on the love of God. That is what the world needs. The love of God. This Bible that I'm holding in my hand is 123 years old. This Bible is 123 years old. The love was needed then. The love is needed now. Well, you see, dear friends, the love sustains, the love compels, the love comforts, and the love brings a sense of peace in our heart. You see, dear friends, that's how that Paul was able to go. That's how he was able to do in this time in his life, because the love of God was working mightily within him and through him for the cause of Christ. You see, dear friends, he had every reason in the worldly sense to lay down. He had every reason to suppress himself and to get away for a little while. I tell you today, dear friends, it ain't time to lay down. It ain't time to get away. It's time to show the world what it needs, and it's the love of the Lord. Oh, dear friends, when you look here at Paul's letter, you will find here that this man who had been criticized, this man who had been talked about, this man whom Satan desired to destroy, was someone who was keeping the faith. He was staying the course, and he was trotting down the path that God laid before him.
Amen. The wind, what fueled him, what gave him, what he needed. Praise God. It was the love of the Lord. It's the love of God that brings to you salvation. It's the love of God that encourages you when it seems as though encouragement is far, far removed. It's the love of God that enables you to rise above the anguish and pain of life. It's the love of God that the world needs today. Paul understood the love of God. You say, Brother Lynn, how did he understand the love of God? For you see, dear friends, Paul, following the teaching and the words of Jesus Christ, if you recall what Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, in verse number 34, Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." You see, dear friends, whether the Corinthians, whether the Judaizers, whether the legalistic people in his day, whether they loved Paul or not, Paul loved them because of Christ. He didn't lash out. He was stern and firm in his word. He was stern and firm in his preaching. He didn't settle well with some, but he preached in love through the might and the power and the inspiration of the Lord. You see, he followed the command of Jesus Christ that he loved because he was loved. And then you can look on over just a brief little period here where that Jesus Christ would speak in John chapter 15 and verse number 12. Notice what Jesus once again would say. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Oh, dear friends, it stirred our hearts and our minds and our souls, because of what the world needs today is love. And when you look here at 2 Corinthians and chapter number 2, and you see how that all this was coming about, and Paul was inspired by the Lord to use that word love. That word love means agape. It means dear. It means affectionate. Dear friends, it's the real thing. When Paul was conveying this word of love to the Corinthian believers, dear friends, it was not lip service. You can rest assured it was heart service. Have you heard people say, "Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you." Oh, I tell you, dear friends, if people truly loved as they say they loved, I can tell you today, this world would be a better place. Paul desired to make a difference. What's going to make a difference in the world today? Is it Washington? No. Is it the political regimes? No. What's going to make a difference in the heart of man is the love of God and the people of faith stirring that love and spreading it in the world in which we live. That's what's going to change. The hearts and the minds of society is love. And Paul, this great man of faith, had a love for these Corinthian believers. He had a love for the church there at Corinth. Even in the midst of all the trials that he was going through, in the midst of all that he was suffering with, in the midst of all that was coming upon him, the love of God, it encouraged him, and it blessed him, and it helped him. If you look at your life today, and you say, "I need some help," the one who loves you and cares for you, praise his glorious name, he will help you today. And what will he do? I tell you what he'll do. He'll enable you to help others through him. You see, dear friends, that's what the Lord was doing in the life of Paul. Listen to verse 4 of 2 Corinthians chapter 2. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, much pain, much suffering was going on in the apostle's life. He says, I write unto you with many tears. Paul was crying. He was weeping, not for himself, but for them, because he loved them. He cared for them, and he desired a change to come in their life. Are we burdened today for the downtrodden? Are we burdened today for the backslidden? Are we burdened today for the lost and undone? For the love of God, I pray we are. You see, Paul wanted what was best for them. Now listen, we want what's best for our immediate family. We do. We want what's best for our spouses, our children, and those who are closely knitted around us. But dear friends, do you know that love that you have for those who are intimately around you is to be the love that you're to have for those that are out here in the world today? We're to care, we're to be burdened, and we're to humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God to share His love upon us so that we can share it, praise God, with others. To have a witness, to have a testimony, to have a care and concern for the livelihood of the world around us. You see, dear friends, there is so much in the world today that is cold and callous. The world's motto today, it's all about me. Who cares about you? That's not God's way. That's not God's will. It's not God's will that any should perish, but all would have eternal life. It's God's will that we are obedient to the truth of His Word. And notice here what Paul says. For all of much affliction and anguish of heart, I write unto you with many tears. Not that ye should be grieved. Paul didn't want them to feel sorry for him. What Paul wanted them to do was to search their heart to be led by the Holy Spirit. But that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. In the face of his enemies, in the face of trial, pain, and suffering, Paul could say with a resounding heart, I love you through Christ. Now you and I know that somebody might do something a little aggressive towards us, and then we're mad. We're mad. And not we're mad just for a little while. We're mad for a long while. And the madness will become hate, and the hate will become sin. And before you know it, you will say, I love Jesus on Sunday and live like hell on Monday. You see what Paul is saying? Okay, Corinthian church, here you are. Here's where you are. Judaizers is coming in. My apostleship is being questioned. I'm physically sick. The burdens of this world have descended down upon me. But despite all that's going on in the world today, the love of God rises supreme. We got to love. The Bible teaches us that you can anger, but sin not. The love of God makes a difference. That's the commandment of Jesus Christ. The love not only ourselves and our families, but those that is around us, just as Jesus loved us. Was it hard for Paul? Yes. Is it hard for you? Yes. But I want you to understand something today. If you got bitterness bottled up in your heart, and you loathe, and you despise, you'll never be all you can be for the Lord. Never. What would Paul been like if he had stayed there at Philippi and ministered with the Philippian believers and preached, oh, how I'm ready to fly away, and had callousness in his heart for the Corinthian believers? I tell you, would be where so many are today, in a hypocritical state. Paul didn't live in a hypocritical state. No, Paul had a desire for the world to see the love of Jesus Christ boiling up in his heart, because he, like we, have a desire to see the lost saved. You might can lead them in with a program. You might can lead them in with an event. You might can do a lot of things to shake the spiritual tree. But it's going to take the love for Jesus Christ for people to know that they're a sinner in need of a Savior, to truly know the love of God. There's a lot going on in the world today in way of religion. There's a whole lot of things going on today in way of church. But I want you to understand something today. It's the love of Jesus Christ that brought salvation to a lost and dying world. And it's that love that the world needs so that it can know without a doubt that eternal life is there. Paul knew that if the Judaizers got a foothold in the Corinthian church and was so carnally minded, they would fall in disarray, and the anguish and pain of sin would take its hold upon them. But Paul shared his love. He shared the testimony of Jesus Christ, because he knew what the world needed, and it was then, as it is today, the love of God. That's the remedy. That's the remedy. That's the remedy. You say, well, bring it down to my level. Bring it down to my terms. Bring it down. Bring it down. It's hard for you. And I'm going to tell you, it was really hard for me. Working in the correctional line of work for a while. It's hard to love the child molesters. It's hard to love those that rape and steal and kill. It's hard to wrap your mind around the sinister deeds of society today. But I want you to understand something today. Jesus didn't come for just a few. Praise God, he came for all. What the world needs today is not another stimulus, not a pat on the back, but what the world needs today is the love of God. This is what Paul was desiring to share. Not when he felt good because he felt terrible, not when he was prosperous because he was poor, not because everything was lined up in accordance with his way of thinking, because everything seemed to be out of whack. Everything. If you was to look at the life of the Apostle Paul when he penned 2 Corinthians, you wouldn't see anything positive in this man. Nothing. Nothing. When we think about Paul, we think about an aristocratic statesman of the word. He was anything but that. You know what he had? He had the most important thing. He
he had the love of the Lord in his life. And that love of the Lord enabled him to be able to share it with those that was around him. Dear friends, listen. If you and I will take the love of God that is in our heart and we share it with those in our schools, our workplaces, our families, this world will be a much better place. Because you see, when people see Jesus, they see a man of love. When people see us, they're to see people of love. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I get mad. Well, listen, I get mad too. Did I take too kindly about the baby rapers and all these things when you were chaining them up and taking them to prison? Did you think that was fun? No, I wouldn't just like to have gave them the Bible. I'd like to have fed it to them. But I couldn't do that. Me and another officer got three gentlemen and put them in the back of a patrol car and we was taking them to prison in Nashville. The guys was chained up with belly chains and leg irons, and three of them was in the back seat. I had what you would call a captive audience. When I pulled out of the correctional facility in Clinton, as I was driving down the road, I said, have you ever heard of a man named Jesus? Let's talk about John 14. He wasn't going to go anywhere. You see, dear friends, they were hard to love. Nothing easy to love them. But you see, I remembered what thus saith the Word of God. I loved him because he first loved us. That made all the difference in the world for Paul. They could give him a lot of money. They could give him a lot of prestige. They could give him a lot of accolades. But I tell you, dear friends, it would not even compare to the love of God in his heart that he desired to share. I think about the carnal people of Corinth. I think about how that Paul anguished and how that Paul would send Titus and how that Paul would send all these men who ministered with him to share with his people. And I thought about all that Paul had endured and all that he was going through. And this is what that he said about the people of Corinth. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse number 9, Paul says, now I rejoice. Not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow to repentance. What Paul was saying that was through his love, through the gift that God had bestowed upon these people, they come to know repentance. A change of direction. Now, if Paul had lashed out, if Paul had desired to kick them, scorn them, ridicule them, despise them, badmouth them, false statements about them, there's an overwhelming possibility that repentance would not have come. But because he did love them, and because God loved them, that made all the difference in the world. You see, dear friends, I thought about Paul, and I thought about all of us. And you might say, well, Brother Lynn, how? How can I befriend this person who has wronged me that I can't hardly stand to look at? I can't even stand to be around. How can I love them? Because greater that is within you than he that is within the world. Paul would write in chapter 1 of 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians in chapter 1, he would say, for as the sufferings of Christ abound in us so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. You might say, well, what does that mean? That little word consolation means unity. Paul was unified with Christ. He was in the family of God. He was in a place of love, peace, joy, and commitment. He's where we are through our faith. You might say, Brother Lynn, I'm here today and I can tell you I can't. Well, Paul, in writing to that letter to the church that he was at before he wrote the Corinthian letter, there in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, it tells us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through that love of Christ. It blesses me and enables me. You might say, what does the world need today? It needs world peace. We need peace. We need joy. None of these things can come about if you don't have love. Love makes all the difference. There's a lot of things that I don't have. There's a lot of things that I'll never have. But there is one thing that I do have and have acquired, and that's the love of Jesus Christ in my heart. And I want the world to see that, and I want the world to know that. And I want you to help me to show the world that is around us the love of God. You say, well, where does that lead? Dear friends, that can lead to salvation. Brother Joey read in Kings chapter 1, Romans chapter 1, and verse 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God, ain't it? It leads to salvation. It leads to hope. Thank God for that hope that we have through the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's stand together.